So in Revi of Kisaba, we have the mitzvah, not the mitzvah l'doros, but a mitzvah shav, hakamas avanim and ksivas bo'er hetetev. Rashi famously says that bo'er hetetev means b'shivim lashon, which really is the notion of Torah being, as the Rav would have put it, relevant in every generation, in every society, having a message for every culture and every ideology. And it's really a fascinating dialectic if you think about it, right? It's only once we enter the land that's uniquely ours, Eretz Yisrael, not when we're in a more universal space like the Midbar where the Torah was given, but we enter a more particular place, as we'll get to in a second, the Shitas HaRamban, of Eretz Yisrael, that, you know, we're able to project this message, V'chasavta Alehen, as called the Re'a Torah Zos, Bo'er Heitev. It's a fascinating point, but somehow by embracing our particular identity, not by sacrificing it, but by embracing our particular identity as an Am HaTorah, V'yisem li sigulam b'kol ha'amim, ki li kol ha'aretz, then v'atem tiulim amachas kohanim v'goy kadosh. Somehow, it's only when we enter our particular space and fully embrace our particular identity that we're able to project a message, bo'er heitev, right, b'shivim lashon, to the entire world. And that is something that I think is extremely important to all of those who have tried, sometimes with a very noble intent of projecting values to the universal stage, which is part of, you know, our mission as an Or Lagayim and an Nes La'amim, but they've tried to do that at the expense of, you know, who we are, or diluting our message or watering down our values, have quickly found, you know, sometimes in a few years, sometimes in a few generations, that there was nothing left to transmit. It's when we fully embrace V'haya b'Avrachem Esayardein, our particular identity, right? And that includes Eretz Yisrael as an inextricable part of our identity. Yishuv Eretz Yisrael Shkula Keneged Kol Mitzvah Shebatorah, Am Yisrael Shuv Eretz Yisrael Ikrei Kol, B'chutz La'aretz Lo Ikrei Kol. It's essential to our national identity, to our identity as Avdei Hashem, to be in Eretz Yisrael. It's very particular to us, right? Morasha Lachem, Vilo Lahem, right? Lo Sechonem, Lo Titenem Chanaya Bakark. Eretz Yisrael is a very particular and exclusive place in many respects. And it's only when we enter there, B'Avrachem Es HaYarden, that we're somehow able to better project our universal message. So that's, I think, something that's, you know, very important to reflect on. Lishitas HaRamban here, we have a fascinating duality, and the Ramban says it could be one or the other. He's not sure how to read this pasuk, but I think, you know, sometimes only the Ramban would have a particular suffix, Lishitas. So the pasuk says, V'chasavta lehem es kol divrei HaTorah zos b'Avracha, lima'an, that's going to be the critical word, asher tavo la'aretz, asher Hashem b'kach hanosein l'cha, eretz avas chalav udvash, kasher divrei Hashem l'kei avosei chalach. So I think anybody besides the Ramban, and this indeed is his second daya, would say lima'an is, you know, the Torah. Excuse me. Sorry about that. The Torah is essential for your inheritance of Eretz Yisrael. If you want to be successful in terms of bias ha'aretz, laman asher tavo el ha'aretz, asher Hashem akecha nosein l'cha, eretz avas chalav udvash, then, you know, it makes sense that there should be a zikaron of the Torah. And indeed, the Ramban does present that as the second day. I'll just read that inside. Tamo tichtov alem es kol divrei ha'Torah hazos. Second day in the Ramban, Liyos l'chal zikaron, l'man asher tevel ha'aretz, v'tich bo shosot, yarish es kol amim ha'im, b'yos chazocher ha'Torah, v'shomer kol mitzvosah. Fine. Anybody else, that would have been the first day. So what's the first day of the Ramban? No. It's not so that you'll be successful in capturing the land, but why are you going into the land of Israel bichlal? For the sake of the Torah. So that you can maximally and ambitiously keep the Torah, right? This is the Ramban, not just the particular mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, but that Ikar Kola mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael, as we know, is Shitas HaRamban, or during the times of the Avos, that the Torah was only kept in Eretz Yisrael, yeah, altogether, right? But the Ramban, who emphasizes to a greater degree than any Rishon, the Sifrei in Parshas Ekev, right? Hatzivilach Tziyunim, right? You know, Shelo Yolechem Kechadashim, the idea of every mitzvah having an additional nofach, an additional memad, an additional dimension in Eretz Yisrael. So he'll preferentially read the pasuk as a chasatalihem as kol divrei HaTorah zos b'avracha leman asher tavol haaretz. So why are you going to the land of Israel anyway? The only reason you're going in for the sake of the Torah. Again, just to put that, you know, again, the Ramban says that's why, you know, in his view, it's the entire Torah that's written on the avanim, even if it was a mais and ace. That's the way he prefers to interpret it. Leman asher tavol haaretz. Lefidati, remez l'chol divrei HaTorah, yomar shetichlo v'anom kol divrei HaTorah zos b'avracha b'yardin, miyad l'man asher basal aretz, ki bavur HaTorah basa shama. You came into the land of Israel for the sake of ambitiously and expansively guarding the entire Torah. Just like the pasuk in the Atzeres HaDibros, the way the Ramban understands it, why are they bichlal, you know, resting? Why are they included in the Nuchav Shabbos? Right, Laman Tiskor Kiyevet Hayisa. It helps us remember that we were indeed avadim in Eretz Mitzrayim. So again, the Ramban, I think, is the only one who could have imagined that the pasuk should be preferentially interpreted this way, even though he himself has to admit that it's possible that the reason that we're writing down, you know, these mitzvos or the entire Torah on the Avanim is because we need the Torah for the sake of successfully inheriting the land. But for him, you know, the primary view is really the opposite. The entire reason, you know, that we're interested in Eretz Yisrael to begin with, certainly comes to mind, is because it expands our opportunities in terms of Avodas Hashem, both in terms of mitzvos atzliyos baretz, both in terms of the particular mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, and thirdly, because every mitzvah, every chovas hagavra, becomes activated to its optimal degree within the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael.